KJAN Sports. It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, on Saturday, some high school basketball teams making the state tournaments. In 1A and 2A, sub-state finals on Saturday night in Class 2A action in sub-state 8. It was Trainer knocking off Panorama 71-41. Jack Stogdill with a 21-point, 10-rebound performance to help lead the Cardinals to that victory and a spot in the Class 2A boys state basketball tournament. Also in 2A, sub-state 2, Boyden Hall beat West Lyon 55-47. In Class 1A, sub-state finals on Saturday night. In sub-state 5, it was Montezuma defeating Nottoway Valley 58-35. In Class 1A, sub-state 7, Martinsdale St. Mary's advances to state with a 46-41 win over Mount Air. And in Class 1A, sub-state 8, it was Remsen St. Mary's defeating St. Albert 52-35. Those winners earning spots in the boys' state basketball tournament. Coming up tonight, a few more sub-state finals in Class 3A tonight. It'll be Denison facing off against Harlan. That game will be in Atlantic tonight as those Hawkeye 10 conference rivals will battle for a spot in the state tournament. Other 3A sub-state finals tonight include Pella versus Oskaloosa, Sergeant Bluff Luton facing Lamar's, Marion against Center Point Urbana, Mount Vernon playing Central DeWitt, and Norwalk battling Dallas Center Grimes. Again, those winners all moving on to the boys' state basketball tournament field. Well, the girls' state basketball tournament gets underway today in Des Moines. All four of the first round, quarterfinal round, Class 5A tournament games will get the day started today. It's an seven-game day, at Des Moines. They're going to have seven different games played. Three of those will be played in Class 3A as well. The early games today in Class 5A, Iowa City High facing off against Cedar Rapids Prairie, while Johnston will play Southeast Polk in the second game of the morning. The afternoon session has top seed Waukee facing Sioux City East and Cedar Falls battling Waterloo West. Then the final three games of the day will be Class 3A contests. The first of those is top seed Dyke New Hartford facing Jessup at 5 o'clock. Red Oak, the number 4 seed, will battle 5th-seeded North Polk. That game getting underway at 6:45 this evening. Red Oak carries a 21-3 mark into that contest. Clear Lake will face Davenport Assumption in the 8:30 game tonight. That'll round out day one of the tournament. The other 3A game will get tomorrow started before they move into Class 4A and 2A games as the week-long tournament continues in Des Moines. Well, the 18th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women were outscored 15-11 in overtime Sunday in a 78-74 loss at Rutgers. The Hawkeyes committed 23 turnovers and were out-rebounded 43-30.
You know, we got out to a bad start with turnovers. I mean, we had 13 turnovers in the first half alone, and then I think we had three in the overtime. So, you know, that was obviously the detriment to us. You know, they shoot 69 times. We shoot 54 times. It is hard to win a game on the road when you let your opponent shoot 15 more times than you did. So turnovers and, you know, they had 22 offensive rebounds.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Freshman Gabby Marshall led the Hawkeyes with 22 points. Iowa will be the third seed in the Big Ten women's tournament.
You know, we shot the ball well. We shot the ball well from three-point range, 37%, from the free throw line, 84%, 44%. We outshot them from every single category. It's just, again, the 15 extra shots that they got really took us out of this game.
And again, that Big Ten women's tournament getting underway later this week. In men's college hoops, Creighton has become the fifth top 10 team to lose since Monday. Greg Williams Jr. poured in a career-high 21 points on 7 three-pointers as St. John's stunned the 10th-ranked Blue Jays 91-71 yesterday. Rasheem Dunn had 19 points, 10 assists, and 6 rebounds for the Red Storm, who stopped a 3-game skid. Also in the top 25 yesterday, Jordan Wara had 20 points and 12 rebounds as 11th-ranked Louisville earned its 8th straight home win, 68-52 against Virginia Tech. Dwayne Washington Jr. tied a career high with 20 points, and 23rd-ranked Ohio State surged late to beat number 19 Michigan, 77-63. Bryce Willis scored 19 points, including a key layup in the final minute in Stanford's 72-64 win over number 21 Colorado. Marcus Sasser scored 21 points, and Nate Hinton had 16 in number 25 Houston, 68-55 downing of Cincinnati. Iowa's win over 16th-ranked Penn State on Saturday was the Hawkeyes' 7th win over a ranked foe this season. Luca Garza had 25 points and 17 rebounds in a 77-68 victory Freshman C.J. Frederick returned from injury, and he finished with 10 points.
It was awesome to be back in front of our crowd and just playing with my teammates. It was just really exciting to be back.
Frederick had missed three games with an ankle injury.
I think the most difficult part for me is just sitting on the bench and just watching. You know, I want to be out there so bad with the guys, but, you know, I just wasn't ready. And just a huge thanks to all of our coaches and our training staff, just allowing me to come back when I was ready and coming back at my own pace as a player. You know, it's really cool to have coaches' support like that, so I'm really appreciative of that.
Iowa's short bench outscored Penn State's 21-14 as the Hawkeyes moved to 11-7 in the Big Ten.
Since I've been out, you know, those guys have really stepped up. And, you know, at this point of the season, that can be scary for opposing teams, you know, when you get guys to pick up their game, and Cordell, Bakari, coming off the bench, giving us their minutes. It just takes us to a whole nother level.
Next up for the Hawkeyes will be their final home game of the season. Iowa facing off against Purdue tomorrow night. So we'll have that game for you Tuesday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock pregame. 8 o'clock is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena as the Hawkeyes get into the final week of the Big Ten regular season. Well, in baseball news, New York Yankees star Aaron Judge is scheduled to have additional tests today as the team tries to pinpoint the cause of right shoulder soreness. Judge underwent an MRI on Saturday, which was negative. The right fielder was shut down from hitting a week before spring training after experiencing soreness while swinging. Judge is having discomfort under the right pectoral muscle near the shoulder. Red Sox lefty Chris Sale is back on the mound and pitching to hitters for the first time since last August. Sale faced a couple of minor leaguers in a batting practice session Sunday at spring training. The seven-time All-Star had his season cut short last year because of elbow trouble. Lance McCullers pitched for the Astros for the first time since undergoing Tommy John surgery after the 2018 season. McCullers started Sunday's spring training game against St. Louis and threw 16 pitches. He finished up by striking out Cardinal star Paul Goldschmidt on a curveball. In racing news, Alex Bowman has raced to his second career NASCAR Cup Series victory by holding off Kyle and Kurt Busch to win at Auto Club Speedway. Bowman led 110 laps and kept his Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet in front after the final pit stops for a comfortable win. The 26-year-old Arizonan grew up racing almost weekly in nearby Pomona. Defending Fontana champion Kyle Busch was 8.9 seconds behind in second place in his Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. His older brother Kurt was third, and Bowman teammate Chase Elliott came in fourth. Six-time Fontana champion Jimmy Johnson finished seventh after running near the front for most of his final race as a full-time driver at the NASCAR track closest to his native El Cajon, California. In golf, Sungjae Im started fast and finished stronger in the final round of the PGA's Honda Classic, winning the event by one shot over Mackenzie Hughes and Tommy Fleetwood. Im shot a 4-under par 66 on Sunday to earn his first PGA Tour victory in 50 starts. The 21-year-old South Korean finished at 6-under par to match the second-highest winning score since the Honda moved to PGA National in 2007. Fleetwood started the day one shot clear of the field and started birdie-birdie to get to 7-under, matching what was the low score in retaliation in relation to par for the week. Fleetwood is still seeking his first PGA Tour win. Bernhard Langer took another step closer to the PGA Tour Champions victory record by rallying to take the Kolegaard Classic. Langer closed with an 8-under 65 to turn a four-shot deficit into a two-shot win against Woody Austin. Langer made nine birdies in the first 17 holes to seize control in his 41st victory on the 50 and older circuit. Hale Irwin holds the PGA Tour Champions record with 45 victories, the last one coming in 2007. In the NBA yesterday, Milwaukee beat Charlotte 93-85, Dallas over Minnesota 111-91, the LA Clippers over Philadelphia 136-130, Sacramento got by Detroit 106-100, Denver outscored Toronto 133-118, Lakers over New Orleans 122-114, Washington beat Golden State 124-110. In the National Hockey League, Philadelphia over the New York Rangers 5-3, Calgary 3-0 over Florida, Columbus beat Vancouver 5-3, New Jersey 3-0 over Anaheim, Washington beat Minnesota 4-3, it was Los Angeles over Vegas 4-1. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.